welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and it's a pleasure having you with us this week. Our intention this week is about healthy body, mind, and spirit. Healthy body, mind, and spirit. It's funny, what we do each week is hold that intention. And I always think of what is the frequency of a healthy body, mind, and spirit. It actually, what comes to mind is it's actually a full range of frequencies. I think when someone is not healthy, they're stuck on one frequency. Sometimes they need a frequency to fill in an area that is missing or that is needing energy. But a healthy person is actually a person that has all the frequencies humming at a full, within the full range. So tonight's show, wherever you are, is about frequency. And also, we just finished the first day of a 2-day workshop with Kay Thompson Liu, the founder of the Voice Bio System, which is a voice analysis system. And she's still finishing up the class right now, so she might be in just a little bit to join us. But we'll be talking about some of the techniques she uses and how her system works. I'll be explaining it and explaining some of the information we got in the class today. And it's all based around frequency. A lot of people don't really understand exactly what a frequency is in sound. Of course, a frequency is really just an oscillation, and it's the number of times per second that an oscillation happens. So if you have one cycle per second, or one hertz, then that means that a speaker would be going in and out one time a second. So in the first half a second, it would push out, woof. In the second half of the second, it would pull in. And that creates a wavelength of about 1,130 feet. When it pushes out, it puts out about 565 feet of compressed air. When it pulls in, it puts out 565 feet of spaced out air. And that's our wavelength. At a higher frequency, say 1,000 hertz, the speaker, or it's not just a speaker, it's any sound, is creating a vibration of compressed air and spaced out air over 1,000 times a second. So as your vocal cords make a sound, if I'm going, my vocal cords, that's probably around 800 hertz. That means my vocal cords are bouncing back and forth 800 times per second. Not only that, when that sound wave comes through the speaker to you, it creates an oscillation of 800 times per second in every cell of your body, in the water of every cell of your body, depending on the volume. It depends on how loud it is as to how deep it goes. And, of course, that frequency not only sets up an oscillation of that many times per second, but it sets up a little mandala-like pattern in your water, the water cells of your body, and also in the cells themselves. So frequency is an oscillation. Now, there are two main types of frequencies. There are sound frequencies, which are oscillations of compressed and spaced out air moving through the air at about 770 miles per hour. But there are also electromagnetic frequencies and light frequencies. And they actually move through, they don't need air to be transmitted. Of course, they can go through a vacuum, and they travel at just about the speed of light. So these frequencies, there are some. One of our instructors, Randy Masters, actually has a way of translating these frequencies from one to the other. So there's a so basically we can do correlations between color and sound. So within color and sound, there's actually probably about probably a half a dozen well-known people that have different systems for translating color to sound or sound to color. And some people just intuit it, and then there are other systems that are based on mathematical formulas based on the speed of sound and the speed of light. So anyway, so a lot of people think that the higher you go in sound, you actually end up in light. But technically, it's a different frequency. One correlation that's interesting that a lot of people do use is the Schumann resonance. First of all, let me backtrack. I've talked about resonance before, but it's a really important concept to understand. A wavelength of a sound is the length of the wave of the compressed air and the spaced out air. So when a speaker pushes out at 1,000 hertz, you'll have about 6 inches of compressed air. And when the speaker pulls in, you'll have about 6 inches of spaced out air. You actually end up with a wavelength of 1.13 feet, which is the combination of the compressed air and spaced out air. So if that wavelength equals the distance between two parallel walls, it will create resonance, which boosts the volume of that frequency. So that frequency of 1,000 hertz would get louder. I've demonstrated before, but let me demonstrate the resonance within my own mouth. That is a resonance between the walls of my mouth. And the frequency of that can mathematically be figured out by the distance between the walls of my mouth. There's an actual formula that came from Pythagoras. So there's a resonant frequency between the walls of, well, the Earth and the wall that is set up by the change in atmospheric pressure called the ionosphere. So there is a frequency that bounces back and forth between the Earth and the ionosphere. And that frequency is not sound, it's an electromagnetic frequency, and it is 7.83 hertz on average. You can actually go on the UC Berkeley site, and they actually show that frequency throughout the day. It changes slightly throughout the day, but it's averages around 7.83 hertz, and it's called the Schumann resonance. So what's interesting about this frequency and how it changes from electromagnetism into sound is first of all, every single bit of life is resonating to this 7.83 hertz because that frequency is always going on. It's actually triggered by lightning. And there is a lightning strike in the atmosphere every 3 seconds. So it's always triggering this 7.83 hertz between the ionosphere and the Earth. And it's like ringing a bell. So this frequency is, I mean, it's like if you hear any frequency for any amount of time, even just a minute, not only do your brain waves start entraining to it, but your whole body, your whole system starts entraining to it. It starts resonating with it. There was a study that showed that they asked people throughout the United States what is the most natural frequency. And they played different frequencies, and 80% of the people said, oh, it's 60 hertz. Well, 60 hertz is the frequency of electricity in the walls. So we are entrained into that frequency all the time just by having electricity all around us. They did the same study in Europe and found that 80% of the people felt that 50 hertz was the most natural frequency to them. That's the frequency of electricity in Europe. So we hadn't trained to any frequency around it, around us, whether that frequency is cell phones or another person or a fan or a refrigerator or anything that's creating a frequency, we entrain to it. And so we are inundated by this frequency of 7.83 hertz. So our brain waves are almost are entrained to it all the time. Not only that, all life is entrained to it all the time. 7.83 hertz. 7.83 hertz sounds kind of like this. That frequency of 7.83 hertz is everywhere. So, if we use sound or create sound that is vibrating at that frequency of 7.83 hertz, what it does is it entrains us into nature with all of the other live beings and plants and everything that are on Earth, which are also humming to that. So it tunes us to nature. Now, the problem is, of course, that frequency is lower than speakers can put out, and also lower than our ears can hear. However, there's a way to create it with two frequencies that are 7.83 hertz apart. So say you have 100 hertz, like, and the best way to do this is with a tone generator, a signal generator, which you can download them on the web. There's a lot of free ones on the web. Then you have a second frequency that is 107 hertz and 107.83 hertz. So the first is 100, the second is 107.83. So the difference between those two is 7.83 hertz. So you hear this oscillation of volume going up and down, which is the wah, 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 wah. And again, if you listen to that in speakers, within 30 seconds, your brain is entrained back into that frequency of nature. There are even watches or pendants that you can buy that have that frequency going on all the time. One of our instructors has one that he wears. So you can actually create this frequency and put it behind music, and it will, and very subtly, will entrain you into that brainwave, which is in tune with nature. So the point is, we're doing a translation of electromagnetic frequencies down into sound frequencies. So there is a bit of a jump there, but it is the same frequency, it's the same oscillation, same cycles per second. Now, one thing that's really interesting is when they created cell phones, they needed a carrier frequency. And they chose the Schumann resonance as the carrier frequency, thinking that that would make people become more, that would make them like the cell phones better. And perhaps there was the other part somewhere in their consciousness, I don't know, or not, that it would actually be healing in a certain way. Although a lot of people believe that that was not the intent at all. But you never know. There's probably, there could be something in there. But the problem with that is that it makes it so that people like their cell phones, and the cell phone frequency are destroying our brains. There's been so much research that has proven that. In fact, one of the people that we work with, Mosen actually has done research to show, or has found, that when you use a cell phone, it takes, after like 5 minutes, it takes 2 days for your brain to return to the same place it was before you used the cell phone. So that's one of the lower frequencies, 7.83 hertz, that is very positive. And it's around us all the time, 7.83 hertz. However, there are even lower frequencies that we have in nature. First of all, there is the frequency that is put out by elephants, and that is 3 to 4 hertz, which is more like so elephants are putting that frequency out through their feet, through the ground, and it travels quite a few miles. That frequency, by the way, to tie this into brain waves, the frequency of delta when you're asleep is about 1 to 4 hertz. So in a way, the elephants are putting out delta frequencies, which are in tune with what we are, our brain is oscillating at when we are asleep. Around 4 to 7 hertz, it varies for different people, that's why I say around. 4 to 7 hertz is the brainwave of theta, which is a very creative frequency, and it's right before you go to sleep. It's where a lot of creativity seems to come in. It's also when you're in you're hypnotized. That's the frequency you go into, is that theta frequency. Also, when you're looking at like sparkles on the ocean, and you're seeing, you go into kind of a multi-track mind where you're not seeing individual sparkles, you're seeing waves of sparkles across the ocean, then your brain has gone into theta. Anytime your brain is kind of detuned into that just receptivity, your awareness, you've got full awareness, but it's like receptive awareness, then you're in theta. Then, so 7.83 hertz is just about the threshold between theta and alpha. Alpha goes from around 7 or 8 up to around 12 or so cycles per second. So alpha at the higher range is more like, and that's relaxed attention, that is relaxed concentration. If you go higher than that, we're into beta, which is around 12 to 22 cycles, 22 hertz. And that is our normal day-to-day consciousness. There are even higher states above that called gamma and others that are associated with very high levels of meditation. So these different brain waves are often happening in our brain in different areas of our brain all at the same time. It's not just one or the other. So Dr. Jeffrey Thompson has actually done studies where he's looked at the EEG of a person that is meditating in a high state of samadhi, high state of meditation, a guru meditating. And he took this brainwave map and then created binaural beats, which is what we've been talking about as far as the two different frequencies where you hear the third frequencies. And he used enough binaural beats to create the same brainwave map in your brain as what he found in the EEG from this person meditating. So, with this CD called The Enlightened Mind, he can actually entrain your brain into this same meditative state. There is a second component that it doesn't do that is important also, and that is that your heart is also vibrating or beating in the right beat to go into this state. What this means is that you can actually create brain maps of people in different emotional states. So you could create a brain map of someone transmitting love. And then play that music or play those binaural beats back and entrain the brain, which can trigger the heart, into love. You could also get a map, do an EEG map on someone that is in joy, someone that's in appreciation. Any state, you could take that EEG map. And what you could do is, what we're working on is a system where you can have an EEG map of the lower emotions like fear and worry and such, and get those brainwave maps, and then it's always good to start with where someone is at. You get them entrained and then slowly change them into these other brainwave maps. And then we get the rhythm going to entrain the heart. And now we can use sound to raise people's consciousness, because consciousness is just these higher emotions of love. And connection to spirit and compassion, appreciation, and gratitude. Let's take a break. If Seth is listening here, go ahead and let's play the this recording. This is a recording where I mentioned it last week, but we didn't get to it. It's with a guy named Lumen, who has created a unit that will actually record these brain waves and allow you to play them back. And in this song, Deva Premal is actually transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe. Three different tracks that they recorded. So he actually recorded the sound of the brain, or the frequency of the brain. And this energy gets transmitted in this recording. If you're there, go ahead and play recording and enjoy.
Om Namo
Namo
As I've mentioned before, the best part of sound and music is really when it ends. That's when the healing actually happens. But being on radio, it often doesn't work. Then you wonder if we went off the air. Last time I held silence for about a minute, the moderator came on and said, What's wrong? So there's one other thing I wanted to mention about this. These frequencies, there are frequencies that are associated with different energies, such as transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe. And these frequencies are very consistent frequencies. Just like, I've talked about before, personal love seems to be a much lower frequency. It's like, whereas spiritual love is like, it's actually higher than I can tone. And, you know, it's interesting. One thing, before we continue, we were just talking with the moderator about this that was really interesting. A lot of people are saying that the resonant frequency of the Schumann resonance is actually rising. It's actually getting higher and higher. But technically, if you go on the UC Berkeley site, it's not. Some people say that what's happening is etherically it's rising. But if you look at the actual frequency and do an average over the last, 20 years, it hasn't really changed. It's not changing. So that's, not technically correct if you look at the site, but that's, I don't know if that's either here or near, here or there. But one other thing about frequency is, I've been thinking about this a lot, is a lot of people talk about raising our vibration to a higher frequency. And it's interesting because it's like when you really look at frequencies, it really, a lot of it has to do with the pitches. So if you are at a certain pitch, it's like you can have that pitch at a very low frequency, an octave higher. You can have it at all different frequency ranges. And so you could talk about, I don't think we're really talking about going from the note of G up to A when people talk about raising their vibration or frequency. I really believe that it's actually more about a consistent vibration. It's about holding a frequency and being in a frequency, or just being totally present, as opposed to raising your vibration. Now, there's the difference between high vibration frequencies like love and compassion and appreciation and joy, which I do think of them as like, but the frequencies of worry can also be a very high frequency, but it's just a dissonant frequency. And it's not only a dissonant frequency, it's an inconsistent frequency. And that's really, I've talked about this before, but let me get into it a little deeper. The frequency of worry is really two frequencies. It's actually hovering between two different frequencies. One frequency is like, the outcome is going to be great. The other frequency is, outcome is not going to be great. Which is a kind of an unstable frequency already. But it's not just it's the oscillation between those two. It's like can't decide which one it's going to be. So it makes it even worse. So that's an inconsistent frequency. It's oscillating back and forth. And even if you were just to go to the negative side, just go worry, it's not a consistent frequency. It's a frequency that's kind of changing in pitch. So it's not a very consistent waveform. Whereas the other frequency of love is perfectly consistent, whether it's low or high. It's and it just continues on. And when you tap into it and you're there the whole time, that's a high vibration. So my feeling, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I may be missing something. And there's another component to this. It could be that after you attain that consistent frequency, that you can then raise that frequency to a higher frequency. And I've always felt that, you know, once you find your soul frequency, which mine is A flat, which is if you can imagine that frequency or hear that frequency an octave above where you can sing, check it out. So here's A flat. And then, I'm not a singer, but I'll get there. I can barely hit that note. And then, that's as high as I can go. And then think of a note, the note exactly one octave above that. Here, I'll sing it in my head. And then, whoa, an octave above that. That one's hard for me to get. Let me see if I can get this one. Then an octave above that. Got that one. And then an octave above that. Wow. That did something to my spine. That could be the high frequency when people talk about a higher frequency, because if you can keep going into this higher frequency range, that is, I believe that's where not only dogs, but angels are hanging out. Dogs and angels. That's why dog is God backwards. That's why dogs can hear those higher frequencies. Oh, I have to divert to go on a tangent for a second. I just heard that there's music now that people are recording for dogs that are a super high frequency song that your dog can hear, but you can't hear. Anyway. So are dogs hearing higher consciousness? Again, I think it's more, the first step is the consistent frequency. So let's get back to our frequency ranges. Okay, we talked about the Schumann resonance. Now, there are other frequencies that we have on our website, and we also go into in our classes at the Sound Healing Institute. There is the lowest frequency put out by whales, which is almost a Schumann resonance at 8 hertz. So, and these whales are not only putting out 8 hertz, they're putting out a harmonic of 16 hertz, and they're always exactly on pitch. 16 is lower than I can go. That's why. Well, if you go into brainwaves, it's like... And then there's a frequency of thunder, which is a healing frequency, 40 hertz. And then we get up into the frequency of the kitty cat. The main frequency of it's the second harmonic of a kitty's purr is 50 hertz. I can generally hit about 60 hertz as my lowest note, so it's a little below 60 hertz. It's like, although I can do 25 hertz with my tongue, of course. 25 hertz is the purr. And around 50 hertz has been proven to actually regenerate bones. It's been proven in a scientific study in Russia, actually. We actually have that study. And so that's amazing, because if you ever have a broken bone, the first thing you want to do is go out and get kitty treats and get your kitty happy on top of you, purring away, and that will help regenerate the bones. Or just use that frequency, get that frequency and a tone generator and play it back. It also is interesting that hummingbirds flap their wings around 50 times a second, the same frequency as a kitty cat purr. Although hummingbirds aren't as consistent in their frequency of their flapping, but their frequency is like very low frequency. Another archetypal frequency is 111 hertz. That's good for cell rejuvenation. The frequency of the rotation of the Earth is 136 hertz, a little higher than that. The main frequency, the most auspicious frequency of all, is 250 hertz, which happens to be the main resonant frequency of the King's Chamber and the Great Pyramid. It's actually about the frequency of my voice. It's the most average, it's the most common frequency in people's voices. So it's around, that's a very powerful frequency. It's also almost an octave of the Schumann resonance, too. I have another frequency here, which is, actually I have a tuning fork here, which is tuned to the frequency of levitation. Listen to this one. I'll hope, try not to overdrive you here with this tuning fork. This is 441 hertz. If you like, tone along with it. And what's interesting, when you tone with it, you feel lighter. Yeah, I actually feel lighter. This is the frequency of bees also. They say that bees actually don't, shouldn't be able to fly. They're aerodynamically are not made to fly. Doesn't make sense. And they actually use this frequency to create a sound bubble around them, which they fly in. A lot of people say this is could be the frequency they used to raise the granite rocks of the Great Pyramid. They use sound to actually levitate them. And then, of course, there's the Coral Canyon. Not Coral Canyon, Coral Castle in Florida. It was a guy that built the castle, and he would get granite rocks, and they would deliver them, and he would ask them to go away for a second. And within 5 minutes, he had lifted the huge rocks up on the castle, and there was no one else there, using sound. And then someone actually came, and some local kids started hassling him. So overnight, he moved the entire castle 30 miles across town, using sound to levitate the blocks. When you go into higher consciousness, you get this key of how sound can be used to not only levitate, but to manifest anything. So, of course, the question, how do you go into higher consciousness? Love, joy, compassion, appreciation, and gratitude. Then we get up to the higher frequencies. A around 1,000 hertz. I can sometimes hit 1,000 hertz, which is, the frequency that the test tone frequency on radio and TV when they go off the air. It's about... It's 1,000 hertz. Probably the most irritating frequency is 4,000 hertz. That's the chainsaw frequency. But also, it's the frequency, just about, of the Milky Way. It's a frequency that is very activating. If you ever want to stop drinking coffee, get a tone generator and set it to 4,000 hertz. You will never need coffee again. In some respects, it's irritating. In other respects, it's just activating. Very powerful frequency. The highest note on a piano is generally 4,096 hertz. But it keeps going way higher. 15,700 hertz is the frequency that old TVs scream at. So when you turn on a TV and you hear that frequency, way high, 15,700. And then we get up to about the highest frequency that we can hear is around 18,000. Generally when I've done tests, men can hear around 17,500 and women up to about 18,500. Depending on how old you are, if you're over 40 or 50, then often you can't hear above 15,000 hertz. And then you get up above even 20,000 hertz, though you know, a lot of people, you can't hear it normally. You definitely feel it. I feel it in the back of my head, in fact. And then there's a frequency way higher of around 40,000 hertz. And that 40,000 hertz actually resonates a little chamber inside the part of the ear called the saccule. And that's what Patrick Flanagan uses to transmit sound and different information directly into your brain. And they say that dolphins actually use this frequency range of 40,000 hertz to communicate as a carrier wave. So when you use Patrick Flanagan's unit, it can actually activate this area of your brain. And a lot of people say, of course, when you get up to that frequency range, where you're activating that range, it is higher consciousness, because that's what the dolphins are holding for us, is this higher consciousness on the planet. But the highest frequency the dolphins go up to is 200,000 hertz. That's unbelievable. That is so unbelievably high. That means that whatever they are using to create that frequency is oscillating back and forth 200,000 times per second. Just the thought of that gets me high. 200,000 hertz. Wow. Wow. So, higher consciousness, higher frequency? Well, so the class that we had today in voice analysis is based on the root frequency that your voice touches on each note of your voice. So when I'm talking, I'm going through different frequencies, and I'll kind of sometimes I'll go to a different frequency, and sometimes I really get high, and other times I get really low. And those frequencies that I touch on as the root frequency of each note, of each syllable, of each word I say, is a map of exactly what's going on in your system. Because every single thing that's going on in your system is imprinted into the muscles. And those muscles are your vocal cords. Your vocal cord is muscle. So they are transmitting exactly what's going on. And so what has happened is K. Thompson Liu has done voice analysis of people in hospitals over a period of about 7 years. I believe it was 5 to 7 years. And she's gotten voice prints for every type of disease and every weakness in an organ and a full range of prints for different things going on. And what she has shown is that when you're weak in a certain organ, you can simply just tone that frequency, and it will break, it will feed that organ energy. Or if there's a disposition for a disease, if you tone the opposite, it can actually break up that realm, that field that disease is living in, and it will completely destroy it. That's the basis of it. It's like, let me go to some of my notes here. She's also shown that these voice analysis and clinical tests have been 93% accurate. So basically, you just have someone talk, and you get a baseline, and then you have them talk about something that is stressful. You have them talk about their future, and you get a print that shows precisely what's going on with them. What's interesting is if you're involved with someone in a relationship, this could be a relative, a parent, it could be your child, especially powerful if it's your twin, or if it's your mate, then often what happens is your voice will, your whole system will change to compensate for what the other person is giving you. So your voice, so if a person is weak in a certain frequency, your voice will put out more of that frequency. And vice versa, if you're weak in a frequency, that person will put out more. And people that have lived together for years and years and years, actually, if you do voice prints, you find that their voice prints are exactly opposite. They're feeding each other what the other person needs, which is a little dangerous, because when one person dies, then the other person is missing those frequencies, and they often die right after. With twins, it's like really tight. Also, what's interesting that I learned today is when a woman's about to have a baby, her voice print gets almost perfect, because the baby is giving her exactly what she needs. This voice print can show where you're weak emotionally, whether you're too mental. It can show different minerals that are missing or that you need. Another interesting thing is it shows immediately if you have smell an essential oil, the frequency of that essential oil will show up in your voice immediately. So essential oils are very powerful if you use the right frequency. But also what this means is that you got to be careful about using the wrong frequencies or playing music, healing music, that is not tuned to what you need. Now, there's another thing that I've talked about, and that's your root soul frequency. I believe, because often what you need is not your root soul frequency. However, I believe that when you are wanting to connect to spirit, when you're wanting to connect to your true self, then you do use your root soul frequency. But if you're wanting to do healing, then you pull out a frequency that is not necessarily your root, one that you need, that you're weak on. You can do toning, or you can use sound tables that are tuned to that. We have CDs that are tuned to all the different frequencies. And we can even, there's a system coming out where we can mail you a little box and have you do a voice analysis and mail it back. So it's an interesting system, and I've talked about other voice analysis systems, but this one is based on the root frequency. It's not based on the harmonics within your voice. It's not based on the amplitude, change in volume over time of your voice. It's just based on the root frequencies. Very interesting system. You could check it out at, I think it's just voicebio.com. If not, you can just do a search for voicebio. That's all one word, voicebio. It's a very interesting system. We'll be holding more classes here. We're close to being out of time here. I want to mention a couple other things. We have another semester starting September 4th at the Sound Healing Institute here. We have some new instructors, and we're some really interesting things going on here at the Institute that is really powerful. People in the field really know it. They really know that the whole world is going to be changed by sound and vibrational healing within the next 5 to 10 years, big time. But we've got the classes starting September 4th, 3 nights a week and some weekends. Next weekend, if you're in the area, we have the Sound Healing, 3D Sound Healing Divas of Love concert with Jan Sircone, Silvina Vergara, and Louis Varie Blanche, and also Laurie Roth and a few others. And it's a very high consciousness group of people. But the cool thing is we're going to be projecting 3D visuals of sacred geometry, and everybody in the audience will get 3D glasses so that everybody will see the images of sacred geometry animated, floating over them, synchronized to the music. We did it at the Sound Healing Conference 3 months ago, and it was unbelievable, and it's now way more refined. So if you can make it, it's $30 at the Brava Theater, August 25th at 7:30 p.m., and $30 in advance. You can go to soundhealingcenter.com for tickets or give us a call here at the Institute at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2-HUM. That's 2-H-U-M. So I want to leave you with the thought of a wide range of frequencies, 7 octaves wide, humming at all frequencies throughout your whole system. And this 7-octave frequency range is healing your body, mind, and spirit. Now, into the evening, into the rest of the weekend, into the week, into the months ahead, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thank you for listening, and keep on humming. See you next week.
What's going on, Mr. Macy?
Some people measure things like diamond rings. They look at all the things you have like a photograph. So if I had to make a choice, I would use my voice. Tell the world that I'm fulfilled, and it's God's will to tell you why I'm singing. Monday, Sunday, any day will do. And let it rain down on you. How do you live? Where did you give? And if he finds the time to ask you, tell him I'm just being me. Nobody is flawless. Mistakes happen every day. Just ask him for forgiveness, and he forgives us right away. Wish I knew when I was young where he was coming from. Saved myself all the hurt and pain. Respected his name. Stopped living life in vain. Monday, Sunday, any other day will do. Oh, let it rain down on you. Whole world to see. Tell him I'm just being me. I know his word is true, 'cause everything I've asked him he has done. Same for you, just let him know that he's the end. sun. Yeah. They don't know what's inside my soul.
Cause
I'm loving him each and every day.